This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Pact can be revised, keeping nationalism at center. Nepali Congress top leaders agree to hold party convention from 18th to 20th February 2021, and at least 14 people die and hundreds hurt in a powerful earthquake in eastern Turkey. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the proposal regarding the Millennium Challenge Corporation can be amended, keeping nationalism at the center. Addressing the cadre training session of Nepal Communist Party in Nawalpur yesterday, Chairman Dahal said, as MCC proposal has forwarded military strategies in other countries, he said such disputable situation would be prevented in Nepal. He further said the US Embassy in Nepal already issued 10-point clarification, thus the agreement would be forwarded only after ensuring national welfare. The meeting of Nepali Congress top leaders held at Congress President Deobar residence yesterday agreed to finalize the party's 14th convention schedule and action plan over the Central Working Committee scheduled for 27th January 2020. Nepali Congress General Secretary Purna Bahadur Khadka shared that Nepali Congress top leaders have agreed to hold the party's 14th General Convention on 18th to 20th February 2021. President Tamang community across the country are observing Sonam Losar today with much gaiety and fervor. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has wished for happiness, peace, prosperity and progress to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Sonam Losar today. The president also expressed the confidence that the great festivals and cultures like Sonam Losar have played vital role in preserving and promoting national unity and enhancing social goodwill. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has also stressed the need for utilizing priceless properties, languages, religions, cultures, customs and others in making a prosperous nation. Expressing best wishes today on the occasion of Sonam Losar observed specially by Tamang community as the new year, the Prime Minister said that Nepalis have to utilize their unity and tolerance for building a prosperous nation. The Prime Minister wished for good health, long life, happiness, peace, prosperity and progress to all sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of Sonam Losar. A case of coronavirus has been found in Nepal as well. Organizing a press meet yesterday, the health ministry confirmed the case of coronavirus found in Nepal. A Nepali student, rather, who recently returned from China. A statement issued by the health ministry has confirmed that a student returned from Wuhan of China was screened at first and sample was sent to Hong Kong-based WHO Collaborating Center for confirmation. The test confirmed the virus positive, making the first case of coronavirus in Nepal. The press note also states that the infected person is under direct supervision and no symptom has been on the person at present. The ministry said the Epidemiology and Diseases Control Division has been leading detailed study of the case. Meantime, talking to Radio Nepal, Health Ministry spokesperson Mahendra Shrestha said all the people who came to Nepal from China are being screened with high alert to prevent the possible spreading of the disease. The government is set to carry out a sanitation audit at 10 main airports of the country as a part of the Visit Nepal Year 2020. As per the statement released by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation at the Tribhuvan International Airport, Biratnagar Airport, Chandragadi Airport, Janakpur Airport, Simara Airport, Bharatpur Airport, Gautam Buddha International Airport, Pokhara International Airport, Nepalganj Airport and Dhangadi Airport would undergo audits. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Barshaman Poon has said the ministry is preparing to cut down the electricity tariff rate in a bid to increase the internal electricity consumption. Speaking at a seminar aimed at promoting use of electric oven in Nepal, the energy minister said the exceeding electricity after the consumption in Nepal could be sold in neighboring countries including India. He clarified that the internal consumption of electricity would be kept in priority for ensuring energy security. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर। अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है?
उहाँ त बिहानै हो। हुन्छ, तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न, म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है।
हस् हस् भाउजू।
ओए, वाइफाई होला नि, पासवर्ड माग्न।
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि।
ए हो र,
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The government has briefed that Sagarmatha Sambad, an international dialogue forum, is going to be organized with the objective of holding extensive discussions about contemporary national, regional, international and global level issues and common interests. Sagarmatha Sambad is scheduled for 2nd to 4th April 2020 in Kathmandu, addressing an interaction with domestic and foreign media representatives at the Foreign Ministry yesterday. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali that the government invited neighboring countries, South Asian countries, BIMSTEC member states, mountainous countries affected by the climate change and the small island countries to participate in Sagarmatha Sambad. Minister Gyamali shared that the first session of the dialogue forum will dwell upon climate change, mountain ecosystem and future of human beings. Minister Gyamali further informed that the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also invited to the program and a response from New Delhi is awaited. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patra has inspected Tarigaon Best Domestic Airport yesterday. Mayor at Tulsipur Submetropolitan City Khanashyam Pandey briefed Minister Patra of the airport activities. He shared that there is not any problem for expanding the airport. On the occasion, Minister Patra opined for upgrading the airport to provide service to the people from the western belt of the country. He committed providing adequate budget for upgrading the airport. The Martyrs Week was commenced from yesterday as a part of the celebration organized by Kathmandu Metropolis in memory of four martyrs, Dharma Bhaktamathema, Shukraraj Sastri, Gangalal Srestra and Dasharath Chand. The martyrs were executed by the then autocratic Rana regime on January 23, 1941. Speaking on the occasion, Kathmandu Metropolis Mayor Bidya Sundar Shakya said contributions of the martyrs for the sake of democracy in the country were guidelines for all. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Health officials in China say a coronavirus has killed 15 more people in the province of Hubei, where the outbreak first started. There are currently 1,287 confirmed cases in China, 41 of whom have died. It comes as China's begin celebrations of the Lunar New Year, one of the most important dates in its calendar. Many events have been cancelled and a new hospital is being built in the city of Wuhan. The virus has now spread to Europe with three cases confirmed in France. The Pentagon has said that 34-year-old troops were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries, TBI, following an Iranian attack on their base in Iraq. A spokesman has said 17 troops are still under medical observation. President Donald Trump has said no Americans were injured in the 8th January strike, which came in retaliation for the U.S. killing of an Iranian general. Trump had cited the supposed lack of injuries in his decision not to strike back against Iran. But last week, the Pentagon said 11 service members had been treated for concussion symptoms from the attack. At least 14 people have been killed and hundreds hurt in a powerful earthquake in eastern Turkey. The 6.8 magnitude quake centered on the town of Sivris in Elazig province caused buildings to collapse and sent residents rushing into the street. Tremors were also felt in neighboring Syria, Lebanon and Iran. Earthquakes are common in Turkey. About 17,000 people died in a massive quake in the western city of Izmit in 1999. Friday's quake struck at about 25:05 local time. As per the Turkish Disaster and Emergency Management Authority, there were 60 aftershocks recorded after the earthquake. It said more than 400 rescue teams are heading towards the region along with beds and tents for those displaced. It warned people not to return to damaged buildings in case of aftershocks. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 15.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 2.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Pact can be revised, keeping nationalism at centre. Nepali Congress top leaders agree to hold party convention from 18th to 20th February 2021, and at least 14 people died and hundreds hurt in a powerful earthquake in eastern Turkey. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.